Hello and welcome to day 9 of the Money Matrix Magic Marathon. And gee, we're into the second to last day, and this has been such a rich experience, and I really want to thank all those who've been participating so actively and sharing what is going on, you know, issues that can be really vulnerable, and it's just wonderful, and that I think that's really allowed the group to come together more and to develop more and to go deeper around these issues. So very much thanking those of you. And I know different people can be on calls at different times, but those of you who've been actively involved, and for those of you who haven't been able to be so actively involved, just being able to listen to what's happened and interject your issues when you're listening to a call rather than being on the live call will be really helpful. So today, first of all, yesterday we dealt with the outsider theme and how our sense of revenge, and we have talked about this in previous calls too, our sense of revenge can get in our way. And in fact, one participant, I think it was Katrina, said how it was affecting her ability to make money because almost she didn't want to make money because it would be her adopted parents might try and take it away, or I think it's her adopted mother. Anyway, the details won't go into those. I may get them wrong. But just the feeling of, and also not wanting that money to get in those hands. So revenge. But in fact, that actually acts against you because you're not making money for yourself. So it's our subconscious can have all these strange things that it does. It has its own logic, but it doesn't necessarily act in our interest today. It may have, a long time ago, made sense and worked, but today it needs to be updated, basically, just like our computers, etc. So there was a lot of other stuff that came into the clearings yesterday, and I won't go over them all, but very, very deep things that can come up, and around our sense of not belonging. And being in this place that we actually reject almost, we reject so much that we can't receive what we need to receive. So today we're going to be talking about money and spirituality. And there's a lot of beliefs, I think, that people have around the fact that spirituality and money can't be combined. And that, I remember on our last money marathon, there was actually somebody who'd been an ex-nun, or who was an ex-nun, who had been a nun, a Catholic nun, and she had a lot of issues around this vow of poverty that you make, and that she made, as a Catholic nun. But it's in a lot of different religions and spiritual traditions that money is seen almost as an opposite to spiritual development, and just plain opposite. And there's some quotes from the Bible I'm not doing too well on the memory of the exact one, but it's easier for a rich man to go through an eye of a needle. Actually, I'm getting this all mixed up. I used to know this. And then to go to the king. Somebody in the group, remind me if you know this. It's completely gone out of my head right now. Anyway, there's a lot of different. I'm in a really right brain thing here, so I'm going to try and explain a few concepts. But if I screw up, I'm sorry. But however, I guess I'm preparing for what's going to be going on in this session, which is mostly accessing my right brain capacities. So, yes. So anyway, a lot of us have, and especially spiritual entrepreneurs and that, have problems with money and feeling aligned with money and our highest ethics. And then there's also just prevailing things that we need to sell out in order to make money, and that we can't make money and do what we love. So that's all there in the mixture. So what we're going to try and do is stir the cauldron and get out of some of these get out of some of these beliefs that we have. And the Money Matrix magic spell for today is around the power of intention and being able to instead of just kind of letting life go by, is having an intention which is in line with our capacities and gifts, and living our life with intention, and living even each day with intention. And there's a course that I took which is really interesting, which is and I do believe Hicks speaks about it, and it's in her book, Abraham Hicks. And what it is about, you can actually even divide the whole day or bits of the day and say, and express an intention, let's say, for the next hour or half hour as you change your activities in the day, so that you make the best out of what you have there. And it can be simple intentions, like the intention for this hour would be that I give of myself, that this be in the greatest service of the participants here. And then after, I usually go for a little walk afterwards, that I really enjoy the beauty of nature around me and this beautiful sunny day. And so if you focus on that each segment of the day, actually that's a great practice in intention, and making the day as much as marvelous as you can in the context, and you might be doing a business thing, and it would be just to, let's say, do the best you can at writing an article and enjoy it too. So that could be another intention. So that's the power of intention. Now we were going to take an archetype, which is the archetype of Faust and selling his soul to the devil. And I actually say selling the soul to the devil for wealth, but actually this archetype is, in the Goethe's play, he's not selling it for wealth. He just wants greater knowledge, and he feels like he's come to the end of his knowledge. But it is an old myth where the devil tempts somebody to give in and give their soul in turn for worldly experiences and goods, or worldly power. And you have a bet between God and the devil, or God and Satan, that Satan can turn his most faithful servant against God. And this is in the story of Job in the Bible, and also even in the story about Jesus, where he's tempted, and I think it's in the desert, yes, and he resists such temptation in the end. But he goes into the wilderness, and he has three temptations from Satan, including the ability to rule the world. So really the whole Faust thing and selling or myth, which is in many different cultures, and selling your soul to the devil is a very prevalent one. And I'm taking it in the context of selling your soul to the devil for money, and how I think this is very much in the modern culture, that people will become, for example, they may have no desire to be a doctor or a lawyer or one other of those careers that where you can get recognition and money, and yet they will do it. They will go ahead and do those careers, and they basically sell their soul because it's not what they were put on this earth for. It's not what they really love. And so I wanted to examine a little bit those parts of us that will do that. And at different times, all of us have done it. And I worked for many years, and I basically was, well, I don't know if I was selling my soul for money, partly money, security, because I didn't believe I could do what I really loved, all those things. And So what I'm going to do is, I have this Faustian type character, and I feel like it's almost operatic, so don't be surprised if I'm not a singer, so if I go into music or something, there's something coming on, which is probably why my brain is so addled right now. And so I'm just going to go into it and see what comes out, because I have no idea. A little terrifying. So, here we go. I want money. I want power. I want money. I want power. I want recognition. I'm tired. I'm despairing. I'm tired. I'm despairing. It's been too long. It's been too long. I'm going to give up. I'm going to give up. I'm going to sell my soul. Sell my soul, because where has my soul got me so far? It's just got me poverty. It's just got me poverty. I can't get what I want. I can't get what I want unless I sell my soul. Unless I sell my soul to the devil. The devil. The devil. Who is that devil? Who is that devil? And what is it? Is it fame? Is it fortune? Is it knowledge? Who and what am I selling my soul for? Who, what? What? I'm tired of being poor and powerless, so why don't I sell my soul? Why don't I sell my soul? Okay, that was it. A little different. Always a little different with me. So I'm going to just welcome the other people who came on the line since I welcomed the others. And I'm going to go on to Q&A and see if anybody wants to press star 7. And I'm just going to take a moment to recover from my singing thing. Hi, Dina. Good morning. She's on the webinar service, so, or the webcast. So welcome. Here we go. And yes, so is there anybody who would like to talk about today's theme, or even remnants of yesterday and what has come out of yesterday and the other days? It's really free for you to raise what you need to raise right now. We're getting to the last 2 days, so I would love to hear about experiences or things that you need to clear. Hi, Katrina.
Hi.
You always save me by coming in first.
I wasn't going to press the button today because I feel like I hit a wall. Like I just...
Oh, good. Well, that's exactly the time when you should press, well, not should, but it's great if you press the button. And what's your wall?
God, it's just like this. It's almost even painful to say. But yesterday I went to go check my mail. I have a business mailbox, and I really am kind of urgently waiting for some money to come in, and I have a lot of invoices outstanding, and as always, you know, people should have paid me by now, and I didn't get paid, and it's just like this that big just triggered me so much. And I think it triggered me more than it normally did in the past, because I was in such a deep place of feeling unworthy anyway, so it kind of just didn't it affected me, but not quite as much. And now I'm just in a much more expanded state, and I see more, and I'm noticing more. And so it threw me to the ground, and I just got beyond, not even, I was even beyond anger, I was just in complete despair, just feeling just completely abandoned by life, and just, and I came home, and I rarely do this, but I bought a bottle of wine. I was just completely, like, I just wanted to check out. I just said, you know, I had a moment of, like,
Oh, my goodness. Well, Katrina, buying a bottle of wine was not, I must say.
Well, I drank a lot of it, I'll tell you that. And
Well, good that it was just that. That actually is pretty mild compared to what some people do to drown themselves. And so what happened after that?
Well, before I actually got into the bottle of wine, I actually had a fruitful conversation with my neighbor, who is she does this skin treatment, so we're kind of in alignment, and she introduced me to a really big kind of creative director of, she does like all the design and web design for big like L'Oreal, big companies, corporate companies. So, but she's really into the whole holistic thing, and she got into juicing and everything because she had cancer. And so we wound up actually having a nice conversation, and that was good. Mm-hmm. It was just brief, but a good introduction. Who knows where it will go? But then I came home, and I fell back into my. I didn't fall in. I felt like I hit something so deep in me the other day that was a big release. But it just like it's. It left me exhausted, just wiped out. And I watched all my behaviors inside of what I do when I feel exhaustion, and I see that even that's a pattern. You know, even that's like I do things that will make me more exhausted. It's like this morning I feel exhausted from the wine. I'm just completely exhausted. So I'm just noticing that, because the energy source that I've been driving from is just from pure survival, and it's exhausting. I'm totally tired.
Right. And when you refer to hitting something really deep in you earlier this week, I mean, we've discussed a number of themes here with you. What was the part that you feel was deepest there?
I'll tell you now, because it relates to what you just said. I just felt like such an indentured slave my whole life. Just so indebted.
Yeah.
Supposed to be able to feel so grateful for so little. And
right. Yeah. Yeah.
And just really seeing how many behaviors I adopted just to survive, because I was just...
Yeah.
So terrified of being kicked out, but yet I live that way. I live on the verge of being kicked out of my apartment because I'm always late with my rent, and it's just this painful cycle.
Well,
And I know that it's not, and I know that it's not me. You know, it's just like it's just this child in me that had to just fight to survive for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been,
and so it's being really gentle with this child now, and I guess showing a way that she can let go of that. And you were going to say something else.
I mean, it had benefits, too. I mean, I created a lot of good things from that place, too, but it's just, I don't want to create from that place anymore.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we're going to do some clearing around that further. And thank you for bringing that to the table or to the cauldron. And, the deeper you're able to feel it now in the present, I think the fact that you're going, that in a sense it's intensifying, I think is also that it's about to be released and that you're really about to get through that wall. So, I mean, you're getting closer and closer, and you are just—I mean, like an onion—you're letting go of layers, and you've been so brave about it, and you're so close. And I can't wait because you're such an amazing person. Such an amazing person. And your adopted parents couldn't see that, or they could see it and they were jealous. You know, it's kind of a combination. And thank you, Katrina.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else want to say something before we go into a clearing around that? Okay. I'm going to just check the webcast so that I... and let me see. Da, da, da. Anybody else there with something they want to bring up? Doesn't have to be, you know, exactly on the topic of today. It could be something from earlier this week that's, you know, raising its head again. This is the reason why we have these sessions. Oh dear, I just kicked myself out. I kicked myself out of the event. I think I'm still here. I just have to go back to my control panel. Sorry about that. I'll give you a few more minutes if anybody wants to press *7. And then I'm going to just look also on the webcast. So, and if not, we'll just go to... okay. Oh, I'm hearing something from Dina, which is yesterday's clearing was terrific. I've been holding back from making money out of anger with my husband. Okay. So controlling around money. Oh, this is so, yeah. So thank you. I'd love to release that and feeling indebted. Okay. So we're going to do that one too. And, yeah, I mean, how many of us can be with spouses or partners who are controlling? Or we can also be on the other side that we try and control because we're fearful. So I'm going to just go switch back. Thank you, Dina. I'm going to switch back and see if anybody else has *7. And if not, we've got some two big issues to go on, so I'm going to go on those. I don't see anybody else unmuting themselves. So here I go with something around Katrina's stuff, and then we'll do Dina. And all the things that raises for other people. And, I'm just trying to get back into that other mode. So, for Katrina, we're just going to start with, even though I felt like such an indentured slave, grateful for so little all my life. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I felt like such a Cinderella and indentured slave, so grateful for so little. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I feel like an indentured slave, so grateful for so little. I deeply love and accept myself. I'm tired of it all. I am so tired of being a slave. Slave, slaving around, working hard to please. Can I be so pleasing to you all? And yet right now I feel like I'm about to break out, and I'm about to break out, and I'm not going to be so pleasing, not pleasing at all. I won't please you. Please, don't make me not please people. I'm scared of not pleasing people. Just don't notice me, because I'm not pleasing. Fuck that. I mean, I've had it with pleasing people. I've had it with having too little. I've had it. Slavery's over. Freedom. And I'm going to smash down that Berlin Wall of my own. I'm going to smash it down. And I'm going to bring over some friends who are going to help me smash it down too. And we're all smashing down our Berlin Walls. We're smashing them down, taking the bricks out, taking the stones out, taking whatever is there out, smashing it. I'm smashing my Berlin Wall, the wall that has held me from freedom. I'm smashing my Great Wall that's held me from freedom. I'm smashing it. What's beyond the wall? What's beyond the wall? A beautiful field for my little girl to play in. What's beyond the wall? A beautiful field for my little girl to play on. Play in. And when I'm safe. I'm surrounded with lovely, good fairies who are keeping me safe and who will fly me away from any danger. I've gone through the wall. I'm no longer a servant. They can no longer have me enslaved. They can't. They just can't, because I'm with the good fairies now. I'm the good fairies now, not the wicked stepmother. I'm with the good fairies. Fairy. It's very, very, very fairyland here, and I'm happy. I'm happy to be in fairyland. I was always a little scared about being in fairyland, but fairyland is really fun. Fairyland is my sense of fun and games, and I don't care if anybody says I'm weird and completely outside all of what they want. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being inside, and I am now outside in fairyland. All right, so that was that, Katrina. And we'll see if we can go further later, but that feels like pretty good for now. And actually, I'm just going to open it up to see whether you have anything on that, and then I'm going to go to Dina's. So let me see. If you just press... I'll just unmute you if I can do that. Katrina?
Yeah.
Anything come out of that or that you would like further clear?
Well, you know, it just is interesting because I did chip away at the Berlin Wall.
Really? Are you serious? I was kind of wondering, Berlin Wall, is this the right the right one?
I was with a gentleman in Berlin in 1989.
Wow.
And we were the last group of people to go through Checkpoint Charlie.
Oh.
And before it just completely opened up.
Mm.
Pretty amazing moment. So right. when you touched upon that, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
And kind of just feeling into the tone of the people there at that time, you know, kind of, because it was, you know, people were kind of, you know, there's a lot of rebelliousness and, you know, passions and a lot of things stirring. But then, you know, once it was opened up, everybody was just, like, confused. You know, just kind of,
what the hell do we do?
what do we do now? You know, now that the walls are down, right? So it's just an interesting thing. Interesting that that's what the imagery that you brought up. And because, like, it's like in East Germany, East Berlin at that time, you know, it's like, well, people could, like, go and get a cup of coffee in the way that they couldn't before, you know? And it was just sort of this new experience, you know? Not for, I mean, it was a new experience for me, but even for not, I don't think, even for the Germans, it was a completely different experience because I didn't really know the history at that time, you know, to the extent that they did. So, so anyway, but I think that, like, once the wall is down, like, there is this kind of like you're just born, you know, and you don't know quite what the next thing is.
Yeah. So just let you be there. What I found interesting around that was that you weren't alone. And, I mean, the Berlin Wall didn't come down by people doing it alone.
No.
And also, like, in the fields beyond, there were fairies. It's like, you don't have to do this all alone. You're not alone for this.
Well, I do feel, you know, just continually being brought to, you know, groups and like this and with Derek Rydell's stuff and just being connected.
Right.
The bigger part of me doesn't feel alone. I feel actually like I'm being guided.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And it's messy.
Yes. Oh, this process is messy. This, it's not, you know, like the new age. Oh, it's so, you know, so easy and, you know, just positive affirmations and everything's cool. There's a lot of mess, and that's okay because life is a little like that, a lot. And, going to get through. So, anything else, or I'll go into clearing for Dina.
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. And as other things come up in the next days, just bring them up. So here we go. I'm going to, let me see. Okay, we're going to go around the anger with the husband controlling money. Okay. Even though I've been holding myself back around money because of my husband's controlling of money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been holding back from making money because I'm angry about my husband and the way he tries to control money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I've been controlling myself not to make money because I've been angry at my husband controlling me, I deeply love and accept myself. Control, money, control. I'm tired of money and control and money and control. I'm tired of controlling myself. I'm tired of not making enough for all the things that I want to do. I'm tired of not making the money I really feel I have in me to make. I'm tired of being controlled around money. How can I stop being controlled by my husband's control around money? How can I stop it? How can I stop the control? What if I release whatever is keeping me hooked into that control. Hooked into that control, control that happened before in my family, just repeating itself in patterns. And what would that liberate in him if I was to let go of my trying to control my money, of my trying to control this, of my trying to control this? How could that change the dynamics? What if all I need to do is change inside myself, my relationship to myself, the way I'm trying to control the flow, the way I am afraid of that flow? I'm afraid of being engulfed by that flow. I'm afraid of a great wave overtaking me and not being able to come out. I'm afraid of drowning in the flow. I'm afraid of drowning in the flow, so I'd rather control the flow. I'd rather control the flow. I'd rather control the flow. Okay, well, I have no idea where that's going, but there we go. So, now, what I would like to do is open it up a little bit and see if, oh, I have a couple of people who have unmuted. I have somebody from Sacramento, California. Is that you, Lorna?
That's me.
Hi, Lorna. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you for that one, because what popped up for me was that in my parents' relationship,
yeah,
the worst times was when my mother was making more money than my father.
Oh, wow.
And, there were a lot of other things that led to their divorce, but just little memories kept popping up. I'm like, oh, I got to clear these. I didn't even realize that, we've talked about this before, am I keeping myself back or keeping myself small, but I didn't realize that it didn't make any sense in terms of my relationship with my husband, and my dad was a rageaholic, and I'm thinking, from a standpoint now, the macho stuff, all the stuff that was going on for him, and how my mother let herself be kept small, because it was too dangerous not to.
Right. Yeah.
And that's certainly not the case for me today, but that little girl is like, oh. So thank you. Thank you, Dina, for bringing that up. I wouldn't have even thought about it.
That's the marvelous thing about these groups, is that often somebody will bring something up and it just... it's something you can't, I mean, the private sessions are wonderful, but there's these times when group members will bring up something which twigs a memory, and it's so helpful. So thank you for sharing that, Lorna. And we will do some clearing around that. That's a great one. And it's a cultural one, because I believe there's, because of the patriarchal culture we've been in, that of course it's not been acceptable that women be more powerful or make more money, and the men have been supposed to make more money. And so when a woman actually makes more money than her husband, it will often lead to all sorts of weird dynamics and things that are difficult, rather than it being just something really marvelous that she's making lots of money. So we will do that clearing, and I think it'll be a helpful clearing for a lot of us and for people who listen to the call later today. So anything else, Lorna, before we go into that?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, great. I love that one. My father was a rageaholic too. And interesting, yeah. And there was an interesting dynamic. He made a lot of money, and then he went down, and my mother made lots of money. And it was a difficult time because he was not doing as well as he was. And, you know, being in the patriarchy, he didn't feel good about it. So, this is a great, great one. I see so Lorna, unless you have something else, I'm going to take, I have Emily here and I have Katrina again. So,
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Emily.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi. Thank you all for your sharing. I have touched upon much just already in this call. And so I had a sense when I read the theme for today's call about some clearing that needs to happen, but I'm also going to weave it in with the other pieces that have come forward.
Mm-hmm.
The piece about being afraid of the flows when they're there,
yeah.
And one of the first nightmare that I remember having, and it was a repeated nightmare for me when I was a young child,
mm-hmm.
that when I stepped down onto the ground, there was never any solid ground because there was just
mm-hmm.
this water that was always under the ground, and I was going to fall in and get taken away and drowned if I stepped on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so this image of water as a flow, and I think about money as inviting that flow, then
yes.
there's kind of like this terror of flow as well at the same time. And I, too, came from a family that was very patriarchal, and so my mother did and had to keep her smell small in some ways, but in other ways she was very powerful, but she had to hide that power, and she had to not share it too much so that it wouldn't trigger the things that were not welcome from wounds from my father's life and experience. And and so for me, stepping into my own power, there's some things to overcome here around it's okay to be in my power and it's okay to have flows with money, and I can be nurturing with that because my father and mother had very separate polarized roles and the nurturing wasn't my father's department. So how to, it's okay to be paid when we're in a nurturing role, even as I recognize that's just a part of human life. And, for example, when someone takes on a parental role, there's lots of nurturing that happens. And it's not a paid thing, but that doesn't mean it's not valuable. And in our society, we tend to evaluate things often on the material realm. So I recognize the value of nurturing, whether or not there's money attached to it, and that is a part of my work, and I want there to be a flow of money with the nurturing that I do with many people, not just people that I know and have close personal relationships with, because that's a part of my work in the world. And then the theme with spirituality is that there was a lot of violence for me, psychological and otherwise, associated with people who walked the talk and had the, you know, on the surface structure of things that I now, you know, more healthily associate with spiritual, but it was sort of framed in religious, and so, you know, it's sort of distinguishing what is what here. And if I am as I am, I feel like I'm moving more into spirituality and that being a part of my work in the world, which is also many other things that that I need to find. This is something I want to clear, this stuff with spirituality. It's like a disconnect. It's like the words don't match with the body and the feeling and the feeling quality of something. I want to have greater connections in myself, so feeling that it's possible to move into my spiritual self with love and power and doing that in a good way. So clearing the previous things from my early experiences and later around things that interfere with me moving into my work in the world, embracing all of those things and fully accepting and feeling safe in that in myself and sharing it with others.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you, Emily. So we'll take that into the clearing, too.
Okay.
Thank you. And lots there. Wow. I have somebody from Bakersfield, California, but I think it could be somebody from Edmonton, a Skype user. Who's on Skype today?
Yes. Hi, Katie.
Oh.
Kelly.
Oh, Shelley, hi. I should have remembered. Yeah. I'm getting a little addled today. Okay, here we go. So, please.
I don't actually need to say anything. Thank you, Emily. I ditto everything you just said. It was like the words were coming out of my mouth, so I'm piggybacking what she said.
Okay.
Thank you.
And in particular, Shelley, which things hit you most about what Emily was saying? Was it the spiritual stuff and the disconnect, or the patriarchal, or the flow thing, or all of them?
yeah, a little bit of all, but in redefining, redesigning myself, I have had a lot of issues coming up around I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, and there is a test of some money coming to me, and I have been trying to clear a bunch of things around drowning in the flow of it. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know when it comes, that kind of thing, but mostly about reconnecting with my spirit self and allowing my guides and fairies to bring me to the step-by-step way of being who I am.
Wow. Lovely. Okay, thank you. So that will go into the pot. We're getting a very full pot here. And I think I have now Katrina another time, and then I'm going to check back on the webcast to see if there's anything from Dina. Katrina.
No, I think that was from before because I didn't press it.
Oh,
again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great. So I don't see anybody else here on the phone, and I'll just check back at the Q&A, and then we've got lots of stuff actually to clear here. It's not like we don't have enough. Let me see. From Dina. I love this. I love seeing my little girl with pigtail dancing in the field of yellow flowers. She's delighted. Oh, what a lovely image. And then that was earlier on. And very deep, Katie, I actually have a lifelong fear of drowning. Wow. Releasing the fear of having to pay for love. So glad this helped, Lorna. Okay, so we're... I think I'm going to start with drowning, as this is a theme that's come up with a number of people, and then we'll go into some of the other issues. And whatever we don't hit, we can try and address tomorrow, too. So here we go. Even though I'm afraid of drowning, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of drowning, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of drowning in the whole flow of wealth that could come to me, I deeply love and accept myself. Drowning. I can't deal with it. Drowning. I can't deal with it. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Too many decisions. Too many decisions. Too many decisions. Too many decisions. I can't. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. I'm drowning. Too many decisions. Why don't I slow down? Why don't I slow down? It's okay, it can flow gently, gently in, just enough as I need it. It can flow, 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 but flow gently, flowing gently down the stream, flowing, 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 flowing. It's okay, I can open the tap and let it come in as I need it. I can open up the tap and let it come in as I need it, and I can stop. I can close the tap if I don't need more at the moment and I've got enough. I do have some control over the flow. In fact, I've been controlling the flow all along. And maybe what I just need to do is open up. Open up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Expand my container, expand my container, expand my ability to accept the gifts. Expand my ability to experience joy. Joy, bursting with joy, bursting with joy, bursting with joy. And then letting the flow go a little bit away so that I can just rest and rest and rest and rest and rest. And I can rest, and I'm getting enough flow that I can rest. I'm getting enough flow that I can rest. And not too much so that I'm overwhelmed. And I'm actually, this is interesting. What if I could get into the flow of decision-making? The flow of decision-making, divine decision-making, divine decision-making. So I wouldn't have to stop the flow so much, because decision-making would become just so easy, because I would be so in tune with my inner guides, with my spirits, with my spirits, with my little fairies, all so in tune. And we're just going to be having fun with the flow. We're going to be dancing in the water. We're going to be dancing in the water. We're going to be splashing in the water. We're going to be having so much fun in the water, in the flow of money. We're going to be having so much fun. Okay, and now I am going to address or go back to some of the issues that Lorna came about being small and keeping small because of the dynamics in this patriarchy and how they've been translated in our families and parents and loved ones, husbands, lovers, whatever. Lives. Here we go. Okay. Even though I'm afraid of shining my light and making lots of money because bad things happened in the past to women who did that, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid of coming into my power and having lots of money because I'm afraid of male power, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm so afraid of having lots of money and that affecting love, I deeply love and accept myself. What if love and money could go together? What if love and money could go together? What if love and money could go together? What, in fact, if love and money could go together? What if money could be so fun and could be so helpful to a relationship? And what if that would be just so good for my husband, that I made lots of money, lots of money? And what if he could learn how to be really, really, really good with that? And in fact, I don't think he's going to have so many problems. It's me who has the problems. And if he has the problems, he can deal with them. 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 And I'm no longer going to be at the mercy of rage. I'm not going to be. I'm an adult. I'm an adult. I'm not. I can walk out. I can walk out from rage. I can walk out from rage. And besides which, it's not such an issue here. It's not an issue here. It's not an issue here. Love and money, 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 love and money. I love money, I love money, I love money, I love money. I am in my feminine power and I can have money. I can have money and have feminine power. It's okay for me to have money. It's not just a male domain. It's not just the men in the family who can have money. It's not just the men who can have money. Women can and women are, and look at what they're doing with it. Look at Oprah. Look at other women who are doing such great things in the world with money. And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to do the same. Okay. And now I'm going to go into one which was brought up by Emily, which is about being nurturing and it's okay to be paid. So here we go. even though it's been hard to accept that being nurturing and having money flow go together, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it's been hard to say that nurturing and money go together, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though it's hard that money and nurturing and spirituality all go together, I deeply love and accept myself. Wow. I'm finally going to be able to bring it together. Love, nurturing money, love, nurturing money, spirituality, love, nurturing money. I'm finally going to be able to bring it all together. Everything that I've got in myself, all my passions, all my stuff, I'm going to bring it together. I'm not going to do it all at the same time, but they're all going to be there in me. It's just like this rich treasure chest. Money, spirituality, nurturing. Money, spirituality, nurturing. Money, spirituality and nurturing. I'm feeling it now in my body. It's going right through me. I am feeling it. I am getting it. I am getting it. I am integrating all these parts of me that have been so torn apart. I'm integrating love and money, spirituality, healing, 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 all those parts that have been stretched. Okay, and I think I have done as much clearing as far as EFT as I can do right now, and that feels good. It's been a lot. And so what I'm going to do now is just open up the line for, and we'll have a final little conversation, and then we're going to go into the healing codes, which hopefully will bliss you out for a while. I'm going to press star 7, and if you have anything you'd like to say before we go into the healing codes. Lorna, if you have any bright ideas about truth-focused statements right now, that would be good, too. Not putting you on the spot, though. I'm just looking for a truth-focused statement that would encompass this day. So, anybody want to say anything? Press star 7, and then I'll... Okay, don't see anybody wanting to say anything. So, okay. Lorna and Shelley. Okay. Lorna, or do you want to go first and then I'll take Shelley?
Go ahead and take Shelley.
Can I go first?
Okay. Whoever said that, go first.
Thank you, Lorna, because you're going to do the wrap up and I have a silly one. When you were doing the clearing, what was coming in my mind so playfully was to everybody sing, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Sorry, gently on the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. Life is but a dream.
Yes.
It hit me. All the people that were having dreams, and you can, like a kayak, just roll. Do rolls on the stream. You can be in the water. You can be on the water. You can be drinking the water. You can park your kayak on the side of the bank and run through the fields of flowers playfully. It was just such a bright image. I just had to share that with everybody. It just seemed we were all
oh,
there.
Oh, thank you so much. That's gorgeous. And maybe we can all sing that at the very end. We'll be sufficiently relaxed and not care about what our voices sound like. I'll sing it with you, and we'll see who else wants to. Okay, and thank you, Shelley. And Lorna.
Well, it's very interesting because Katie knows this. A month ago, my beloved little dog, whose name was Joy, died. Mm-hmm. And through this last month, I've been having trouble with that word. And then this morning, I realized, as you were saying that I was not going into that kind of grieving place And when you asked about the healing codes, I just grabbed and I ended up picking up the Success Codes book, and I just did my, okay, you know, open it up to a page and for a truth focus statement, and it's under the day for joy. And and no accidents. And the one
that's perfect
just
for all of us too.
And the one I just tested is every day is a gift, and I choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude.
Beautiful. Right. So every day is a gift, and I
choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude.
With joy and gratitude. I think I want to make that in big pictures, and or at least in big writing on a card in front of me. And I choose open each gift with joy and gratitude, and that actually brings up so much beautiful practices there. Yes, and you were going to say?
And I wanted to just say the other thing, and I like the row you both changing the tune, but one of the things that that popped into my head that I realized that my husband and I both need to clear is that one of the silly songs, we've been married almost 48 years, one of the silly songs that we all sing, or used to always sing, is that we ain't got a barrel of money, maybe we're ragged and funny, but we travel along singing our songs side by side. And I really want to get rid of that. We ain't got a barrel of money. And I don't want to be ragged and funny.
Okay. Right.
Rewrite that song.
So you can actually probably change the words to the same tune.
Yes,
I'm not totally. I think I've heard it, but I don't know the tune.
That was an old one. Yeah.
We ain't got a barrel of money. No. How does the tune go? Or are you too embarrassed to do it?
We ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we travel along singing our song side by side. And the side by side part was the really part we wanted to emphasize. It doesn't matter what's going on. But, you know, it stalled this whole conversation today about power of, this week, it's the power of words, the power of thought, the power of song, and, you know, I wonder how long we've been putting that into our field. So I'm ready for a barrel of money, and if I have to, you know, roll the barrel down the stream, I'm ready to do that too.
So we ain't got a barrel of money. We've got, and what was the second sentence?
We're ragged. Maybe we're ragged and funny.
Maybe we're ragged and funny. We're ragged and funny. Okay, so we'll see what we can do with that song, and I think it can be easily adapted for your future. Wonderful. We've got lots of song coming up, including me starting out. With that. Anything else, Lorna?
No, thank you.
Career? I heard somebody say something, so. Okay. I guess not. So anybody else want to add before we go to this final clearing? I see Emily.
Yes.
Is that right, Emily?
Yes. I said something, but I guess I wasn't still on. I didn't know I had to press again. So my request was if Lorna would sing her song one more time for us before we go into the healing codes.
Oh, okay. How do you
hear open to that?
I'm going to open up Lorna again. just a minute. Lorna, would you sing it again?
Yes.
Maybe we can
or a new song?
The old song. And then you can sing a new song as well, and maybe I can put it on interactive so we can maybe do backup here, if you would like that. Lorna.
In my raggedy voice, we ain't got a barrel of money, maybe we're ragged and funny, but we travel along, singing our songs side by side. And there's more there. It's coming tomorrow. Maybe there's trouble and sorrow, but we travel the road, carrying our load side by side. Wow, what a terrible song.
It reflects a certain experience. So that will be a great one to just change the words. And
yes, I'm
do you have any ideas, or we can do that? And you know, who knows? It might come on.
Yeah, I'll make a think on that one.
Yeah. Okay. We got barrels of money. We love to be well dressed and funny.
Like
we travel along singing our song side by side. And I have no idea if I've got the tune right. I think it's vaguely familiar, the song, actually. I do know it, but I'm terrible at words, remembering words. So, I see Katrina. Did you want to say something?
No, I don't know why. I must be permanently on press 7 because I didn't press anything.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go and we'll go to the next part. And I'm just going to check the webcast to see if anything's come up there. And, that was the wrong button. Okay. Oh. Dina, I got a barrel of money. Every day is happy and funny. We travel along singing our song side by side. That's our version. Thank you, Dina. Too bad you're not on the phone and can sing it for us, but another time. Okay. Well, this is lots of fun, this thing. We're going to go into the healing codes, and then we're going to end by... maybe we can just all sing together. This is great. Now, if I can get to my healing codes and also to Lorna's wonderful. And this everybody can write down. Every day is a gift, and I choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude. That's a beautiful thing to keep right front and center of us as an intention, too. It's a great intention. So I pray and request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to all those things that we discussed today and cleared today and cleared part of, about drowning in money, about violence and male violence being engendered by having more money, about having to or control, all those issues that are in us and that have all those issues of patriarchy and women, also be cleared and be found, opened and healed, filling me with the love, light, life and light of God, or the divine feminine and the divine masculine and the creative force. That I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And we've got the truth focus statement, thanks to Lorna. Every day is a gift, and I choose to open every gift with joy and gratitude. Okay, and then here we go. gosh, this is what happens when one goes deeper and deeper into these states, is that the left brain doesn't work so well. So here we go. I'm going to, you're pointing your hands towards the in between the eyebrows and streaming the energy there. And we're focusing on every day is a gift, and I choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude. Joy, joy, joy. I may sing my way through this section of the healing codes. We'll see. Okay, then we go down to the throat. And I'm going to sing a little song I learned once, and in my shaky voice. Joy, 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 joy is in the air. Joy, 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 joy is everywhere. Joy, 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 joy is in the air. Joy, 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 joy is everywhere. joy, 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 joy. Okay, to the corners of the jaws, sending the energy from the hands. Every day is a gift, and I choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude and excitement, too. Every day is a miracle. A miracle that I am creating, co-creating with the universe. All right, then, and here we go to the... We could stay there a little longer. My moving hand. And then to the side of the temples. Joy. Of course, singing can be the ultimate expression of joy. And so few of us really let ourselves sing. Because we've been told not to sing. Been told we don't have the voice to sing, or whatever other thing comes in. But let's just sing our joy. Sing our joy. Okay, then directing the energy from the hands in between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. Each day is a gift, and I choose to open each gift with joy and gratitude and excitement and all those great emotions. And childlike wonder, childlike wonder, childlike wonder. Okay, to the corner of the jaws, where often a lot of anger has been stored. We just let it go. Let it rip, let it go, and let it flow out. Make way for joy. Let go of the anger and make way for joy. Okay, and then we go up to the corner of the temples, the sides of the temples, and focus the energy there. Knowing that joy is always available, just open the curtain and there joy is. Open the curtain and there joy is. Even in the saddest times, joy is just on the other side of sadness. And as great as the sadness is, great as you are able to experience your sadness is also as great as you are able to experience your joy. So you can let the sadness out, let the sadness out, let the grief out, and bring in the joy. Okay, we're now putting our hands on the top of our heads for a few moments. And then when we're ready, we just let our hands go and open our eyes and look around at something beautiful in our environment. And I'm just going to open up the line so we can have our last, we're going to do two songs. And actually, I'm going to look at Dina's version and sing that song, and people can join in or are welcome to join in. Please join in. And let me see. And then we're going to do Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And Shelley, I hope you definitely lead with that, because I hope I can remember the words to that, even though they're about the easiest. So any comments before we go singing? We end this with a song? Okay. So here we go. I'm going to look at Dina's version and of the song. And let me see. Okay, and Lorna, please. Okay, so the words are, I'm going to say, I got a barrel of money. Every day is happy and funny. We travel along singing our song side by side. So I got a barrel of money. Every day is happy and funny. We travel along singing our song side by side. So Lorna, if you can help me, we'll we'll go with, and anybody and everybody's encouraged to sing along. I got a barrel of money. Every day is happy and funny. We travel along singing our song side by side. Okay, Lorna, I'm going to hand it over to you to sing it once more. I'll be back up.
Okay.
I got a barrel of money.
Yeah. We've got a barrel of There's many barrels of money. Every day is happy and funny. So we travel along, singing our song,
side by side. Yay!
I like that one much better.
Yes, and we got a barrel of money. It's great for the group. We got barrels of money.
Yep.
We got barrels of money. Every day is happy and funny. We travel along singing our song side by side. That's a great group song for an abundant. Maybe we'll adapt this for future groups. Thank you. So let's do Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And Shelley, can you perhaps come in and tell us or lead the way here? Would you mind terribly?
Okay. Not at all.
Oh,
is
wonderful.
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Everybody's on, so everybody can join in.
Okay. Row, row, row our boat
gently down the stream.
Merrily.
Okay.
And again.
I think there was different timing here. I'm not sure whether it was partly something to do with the teleconference. Sorry, Shelley?
Right.
Let's sing it once again.
Skype is on delay or something, so
it'll turn into
a round.
Okay, so why don't I start row, row, row your boat, and then you come in, and other people come in at different times, okay?
Yeah, it's a round.
Okay, so row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Okay, better to do it in person, but we can't do it. So, anyway, that was a lot of fun. So, thank you, one and all, and let's sing our way through the day.
Thank you for helping us write our new song.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you all for that.
Thank you for the song. Okay, so bye everybody, and see you tomorrow for our last thing of the money marathon, but hopefully not our last time together. Okay, so here we go. I'm gonna turn off the recording and I'll be saying tomorrow a little bit about, you know, how people can continue in doing this work in different forms according to how they want to do it. So I'll talk a little bit about that tomorrow. And now I'm going to turn off the recording if I can get that. And it seems to have, here it is.